Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5, generational alt-rock in Laguna Beach, and we are really excited today to feature a band that I think is a real special treat in studio. We've got a stand-up bass in here, which is very rare, so really cool. The Midnight Pine is here out of San Diego. Again, we will tell you about their show tonight and their new record on the way, but let's hear them perform for us first. The Midnight Pine, whenever you're ready, live on KX93.5.
I will take you under my broken wing. If you'll be my voice when I need to sing under my broken wing. We
so good. Beautiful. The Midnight Pine live on KX93.5. It didn't sound live, but they're actually here in studio. I mean, unbelievable. Let's hear one more from you guys acoustically, and then we'll come back and chat more about this band. So The Midnight Pine, one more song for us, please.
Of wolves on a new moon midnight, and there's bones in her homes where the darkest is bright. It's a short solstice day and the long moon of night, and there's rust on the blades and spells in her.
Yeah, guys. Awesome. The Midnight Pine live on KX93.5 here in Laguna Beach. They are from San Diego and on their way to a show tonight at the Hi-Hat in L.A. So we were a stop along the coast, and we thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
That was so good, you guys. I mean, I'm sure you hear that all the time. It's like old to get a compliment right now, don't you think?
Never gets old.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll continue showering you in praise.
Well, thank you.
Tell me how you guys came together. You're kind of a motley group of individuals.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
A band member that's not here, Alfred Howard, he works at a record store down in OB. And like a lot of people meet Al. I went into the record store to buy some movies or something and ended up talking about the fact that I was a singer. And he's like, oh, well, I write songs. And we just kind of 4 years ago decided to start working on songs together. And now we're about to release our third record. And
yeah,
it's very exciting.
Really cool. So 4 years and no major hiccups along the way. You're all still together, same people and all that.
Well, we started with a few people that are not playing with us live anymore, but not because of any kind of hiccups, just because of life stuff. Like Josh Rice, our keyboard player, who actually writes a lot of the songs for the first couple of records, he wrote those, and he had a baby, or he had two babies. So
yeah, life gets in the way of being in a band sometimes.
Right, yeah.
Well, you've got a whole entourage with you today. Do you want to shout out some of the folks that are out there and in here? And did you leave anybody in the van or anything?
No, we got all Marissa right in here, though. She's the glue that keeps this whole operation together, I would say. Marissa Mortati, and then Dan Schreyer, who actually plays keys for us. But, you know,
sorry, Jam, we no room in here.
Yeah. Right, and Trisha, Jason Littlefield's wife, she came along with us, too. So, yeah.
Do you try to make it kind of a family thing when you go on a mini tour?
Honestly, it's kind of funner that way.
Yeah.
It's more fun that way, I think, just bringing along all the people. We're actually on our way up to L.A. to play a Redwoods review. Redwoods is the label that the Midnight Pine resides under.
Okay.
And so we have, four other bands coming up with us that are actually just on their way to the venue.
Oh, so
right
they're
now
like also on in a caravan.
Yeah,
somewhere.
No, they're in a van exactly the same as Matt's van, except that van doesn't have any air conditioning.
Oh, so it's your van that you guys are traveling.
Yeah, we got the plush ride. We got AC.
Oh,
so
nice.
We're okay.
Yeah.
Lucked out with that one.
And everybody, was that a band investment, or did you just have a van because you had a van?
Well, no, it's a band investment. Okay. The other would be quite creepy. So
that's why I asked.
Well, no, it's all for this cause.
I think you guys are really, really refreshing. I mean, obviously the harmonies, the kind of folk sound, you don't hear that a lot, especially in San Diego, I don't think. I mean, it's a lot of beach ska, I mean, even still, kind of reggae music. And
yes.
Do you find yourselves kind of uncommon compared to that?
I would say definitely since this band has started, it's been a little weird. We've played with a lot of different kinds of bands, I should say, because there's not really like we've played with rock bands. We've played with like jazz bands, with like really folky bands. So it kind of makes us a little bit more versatile. I think we're able to play different, more shows than probably somebody who had a really like specific sound.
Right. Yeah, you don't have a niche, and it's probably really hard for you to even to define what your band is.
It kind of is, especially with the new record coming out. There's so many new subtle like things that are different and a little bit more defining than the first two records. The first two records were before we added a full band. So before we had a drummer and a bass player, we just had like keys and a guitar, and it was really kind of ethereal and folky and cool. And it's still like that, but we have a lot more like rhythm. I mean, we have a lot more rhythm now because we have a rhythm section.
Sure.
You know?
And talk about, I know you're not on mic, sir, but having an upright bass, was that did somebody make that decision, or how did that come together?
Well, Jason has been with us in the family for how many years?
Six
years. Yeah. And he's been playing with all of us for a really long time. So we like to have his upright bass talent as much as we can. And for the Pine, it's kind of perfect because it gives it a really warm feeling to the music and everything.
Yeah, it'd be hard to lug that thing around.
It's a labor of love.
Yeah. Okay, well, again, tonight the show's at the Hi-Hat. That's the Redwoods Music Showcase, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tonight. Do you know what time do you guys go on?
I think we're going on last. So
11.
11.
11, cool. So you have plenty of time to wait out traffic before you drive to LA.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And then tell us about the new record, which comes out September 23rd.
The new record, it's kind of an evolution. As Shelby was saying, the band was a little bit, it was a little different before we had the rhythm section going on. So it's kind of evolved, and it's got some more dynamic to it. And we wrote it over the last year and just kind of chipped away at it. And I'm really stoked at where it wound up. This is the first record that I've been on, so, and I'm really proud of it. I think it's, you know.
It's really exciting.
It's kind of an evolution, yeah. I'm stoked.
Well, it's gained some airplay, too. I mean, not only down there in San Diego, but LA stations have picked it up, mm-hmm. and we love your stuff. So are you feeling like, wow, I think we've done something that's really going to stick?
I hope so. I mean, that's really all you can ever really do.
Yeah.
With stuff like this is just like, well, I think it's great.
So there you go. Yeah. Do you still have day jobs? That's the question.
Yes,
you
I
do.
Have two.
So, two day jobs.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So it's not you're not quite time to quit at all yet.
I wish it were, but I have high hopes. You know, I'd like to quit my day jobs. Although I really like both of my jobs, so it's not so bad.
Are your bosses listening? Is that why?
I don't know. Probably not. Yeah. All right.
Well, to be fair, she's a singing instructor, so she gets to be involved in music. Right, so.
I work at the School of Rock, which is pretty amazing.
Is that the one up here?
No, there's one in San Diego at Liberty Station, and then there's one in Encinitas as well.
I think I don't know if it's different, but there's
here.
One I want to say in San Clemente.
There's probably one here. They have them like everywhere.
That I think is the same kind of thing. And the students, I think, at some point are going to come and perform on the station and everything.
So great.
We should do that, right?
Yes, yeah, okay. Absolutely. Please do it. It's so great. You will not regret it.
Okay, cool. Well, guys, thank you very much. Again, the Midnight Pine is the band. Shelby, Dylan, Jason, and Matt from the group are here. Twitter website real quick, anywhere you want people to go to find more about you?
It's at the Midnight Pine, or you can go on Instagram. We're at the Midnight Pine, some underscores under there. And go to theredwoodsmusic.com, and you'll find all the bands on the Redwoods.
I'm having you practice DJ by talking up the ramp of a song.
Hey, all right. Yeah, I like
you're doing really good.
Hey,
actually.
Next time. XFM. All right. Bring it on home.
You guys are so good. Thank you. The Midnight Pine, tonight at the Hi-Hat in LA. We'll see you soon, all right?
Thanks. Bye. Thank you.
Thanks.